Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to jump right in with a topic that is kind of disturbing to those of us who are from rural areas, and that is Governor Wolf has proposed a new way to distribute some school funding, and that would not be good for those of us who would like to see education be fair all across the state. Talk to us about this.
Well, funding for rural schools is always a top priority. And last week, Governor Wolf called for a major change in how public schools are funded in the Commonwealth, a change that really would have a devastating impact on students in our local school districts and really across rural Pennsylvania. Under the governor's plan, 100% of the state's basic education funding appropriation in the annual state budget would be distributed through a formula that sends more money to schools in what's termed growing school districts or areas that have seen a lot of growth in the Commonwealth, areas like the Philadelphia suburbs, the Poconos. However, it would have a detrimental effect to other school districts. In fact, if the governor's proposal was implemented today, 300 of the state's 500 school districts would see cuts in funding. So here in the three counties that I serve, the cuts would be very dramatic. On the low end, the Gailton Area School District in Potter County would see a 21% cut. That's over $450,000. On the high end, the Otto Eldred School District in McKean County would see a 56% cut in their appropriation, and that amounts to over $3 million. The Bradford Area School District would see a 33% cut, and that would amount to $4.3 million. So every single school district in this area would see a cut. I think the governor needs to realize that this would have a serious detrimental effect on rural school districts. The governor needs to reconsider his position because we should be supporting all school districts across the Commonwealth. And sadly, this is just another example of how the governor is out of touch with rural Pennsylvania. And I certainly will continue fighting for our rural schools.
And now, in a change of pace, a little bit of good news for those of us in rural areas. Hunting licenses are, of course, available, and antlerless season licenses are available soon. Talk to us about where and when.
Well, the 2018-19 Pennsylvania hunting licenses went on sale on July 1st, and so they're available now. And also, for Pennsylvania residents, the first day to apply for an antlerless license is Monday, July 9th, so it's coming up very soon. And non-residents are able to start submitting applications a week later on Monday, July 16th. So important deadlines for folks to remember. And also, the Pennsylvania Game Commission now is requiring people to pay for a hunting and trapping guide. If you want a hunting and trapping guide, they're charging $6 for one. But my office has several copies. And if anyone would like a free hunting and trapping guide, you can stop by one of my district offices to pick one up for free.
Another thing that is good news for the area is there's some impact fee revenues coming back from Marcellus Shale impact fees. Talk to us about what's coming back in your area.
We hear constantly from some folks that we don't have a severance tax, we don't have a natural gas tax in Pennsylvania, but in fact, we do have an impact fee, and it's not voluntary. It's a fee that is paid by natural gas companies, and a majority of the revenue comes back to counties and municipalities where the wells are located. So more than $2.8 million in revenue has come back to our area through the impact fee. And the Public Utility Commission recently announced the numbers for this year. Cameron County and its municipalities are receiving over $600,000. McKean County and its municipalities are receiving over $1.2 million, and Potter County over $950,000. So this is significant revenue that's coming back into our local counties to address a whole host of needs, and I think is benefiting our region in a number of ways.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.